I'm going to use lesson 123 as sort of like a meditation to help us get centered, since this is a weekend that's focused on gratitude. So it'll take about 5 minutes for me to read through this. It's lesson 123 in the workbook. And you can let your mind go anywhere you want to go. You can daydream. You can not hear a word I say. It's okay. Today, let us be thankful. Why? Because we've come to gentler pathways. We've come to smoother roads. There's no thought of turning back. There's no really real deep resistance to the truth, for real. A bit of wavering remains. You might still have some small objections, a little hesitance, but you can well be grateful for your gains. Your gains are far greater than you realize. Your gains are far greater than you realize. Your gains are far greater than you are aware of. You've gone a lot further than you think you have. You've done better than you think you have. You've moved further than you think you have. Aren't you glad most of the things that you think about yourself aren't true? So we're going to have a time devoted to gratitude. And this will add the benefit of some insight. Let me close this. Yes. Yeah.
I'm already docking a little.
Just a little bit, darling.
No, I want more. Oh,
okay.
We just make it cozy. We'll survive an hour. Where was that? Take a breath now. A day devoted to gratitude will add the benefit of some insight into the real extent of all the gains. Don't worry about what page I'm on. Just cool out. No flipping pages and stuff right now. Just let yourself have it. A day devoted now to gratitude will add the benefit of some insight into the real extent of all the gains which you have made. A day devoted to gratitude will give you some insight into the gifts you have received. Be glad today. Be glad in loving thankfulness that your Creator has not left you to yourself. Be glad that your Creator has not let you wander in the fear alone. Be grateful that your Creator has saved you from the self you thought you made to take the place of love and love's creation. Give thanks to God today. Give thanks that love has not abandoned you. Be thankful that your Creator's love will forever remain shining on you, forever without change. Be grateful that you are changeless, because you are the creation of an all-loving Creator, so you are also a creation of love. Be thankful that nothing can change that. Be grateful that you are saved from your thoughts about yourself. Be glad that you have a function to fulfill. Be thankful that your value far transcends your meager gifts and petty judgments of the one that God has called God's child. So today, in gratitude, we're going to lift our hearts above despair. Let's lift our hearts above despair. Let's lift our hearts above despair. And let's raise our thankful eyes. Let's raise our thankful eyes. Let's no longer look downward to the dust. Let's sing a song of thankfulness today in honor of the self that love has willed to be our true identity with it. Today we're gonna smile on everyone we see. Today let's walk with lightened footsteps. As we go to do what is appointed us to do, let us walk with lightened footsteps. As we go to do what has been appointed us to do, we do not go alone. Let's give thanks today that even when we thought we were alone, we had a guide, a friend has come to speak the saving word of God to us. Be glad that you have a friend that's come to speak the saving word of love to you. Be glad that you have a friend that's come to speak the saving word of love to you. And I want to thank you for listening. Because the word of truth, our Creator's word, is soundness if it's not heard. The truth doesn't make a sound if it's not heard. So in thanking the universe, the thanks are yours as well. An unheard message will not save the world. I don't care how mighty the voice that speaks. I don't care how loving the message may be. If you don't hear it, a message unheard will not save us. So I want to thank you who have heard, because you have become the messenger who brings the voice of love with you. And you're going to let the truth echo round and round and round the world. So I want you to receive love's thanks today. Receive God's thanks today. As you give thanks to your Creator, receive your Creator's thanks. Because your Creator is going to offer you the thanks you give. And your Creator is going to receive all your gifts of gratitude and loving gratitude. And all your gifts of love are going to be given back to you 1,100,000 more than the gifts you gave. The universe will bless your gifts by sharing your own gifts with you. And by having everything that you've given shared with you, you're going to have every loving thought you've given, every happy thought you've given, every peaceful thought you've given shared with you. And that's how you let those thoughts grow in power and grow in strength, until these thoughts of love and gratitude fill the world with gladness and with gratitude. So receive the thanks of God today and offer your thanks to the Creator today. The Creator is within you, and the Creator surrounds you. The Creator is in you, surrounding you, encompassing you, what you are, a part of you. And you will realize finally who you are thanking. So this full time that you're giving to love and truth, it will be returned to you in terms of years for every second. For every second of love that you give, you will receive years of love in return. For every second of peace that you give, you will receive years of peace in return. You are held so lovingly in the mind of your Creator. Your Creator has a deep, unlimited care for you. Your Creator is completely grateful to you. So remember every hour to thank God. Remember every hour to thank that which created you. Remember every hour to thank love for everything that is given you, so that you can rise above the world. You can remember your Creator, and you can remember your loving self. I thank my Creator for His gifts to me. The chorus would say, I thank my Father for His gifts to me. I thank my Father for His gifts to me. I thank love for His gifts to me. I thank love for His gifts to me. I thank love for His gifts to me. I love that line where it says, thank God that God didn't lead me to the self I made. You know what I'm saying? Thank God that what created me didn't lead me to the self I made. This class is for people who want to get out of denial. So if you think you're perfect and have it all together, you're in the wrong place. We are perfect and we do have it all together, but we don't know we're perfect and we have it all together. So therefore we want to look at every part of ourselves and love every part of ourselves and give every part of ourselves light. And we want to look at every side of us, including what we consider to be the dark side of us, and let the light come in and shine that darkness away. Because spirit has to use your eyes to see your stuff, because the spirit doesn't even exist. So if you want it to be healed, you need to look at it so that God can look through you and correct it. And you don't have to believe anything I say. Okay. That way I can just say whatever I want to say. Okay. You know what I mean? You'll be amazed at what you will hear if you know you don't have to believe me or agree with me. So we're going to continue with the section that we've been on called the Holy Spirit's Curriculum. I got to finish this. It's on page 216 is where we left off. Okay. If y'all have already had Thanksgiving with somebody, with your family, you've already had an opportunity to practice what we've been talking about, which is to see things as love or call for love. So you either saw something that upset you in the last few days, which is a call for love, or you saw love. Those are the only two things you've seen since the last time I saw you. You've either seen love or you've seen a call for love. You've either seen love or you've seen a call for love. The only thing you've seen on TV since the last time we were together was love or a call for love. You just saw love or a call for love. The last person you talked to that you felt really good talking to, and some people you talk to you don't really like them, what you're looking at is love or a call for love. It's either 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 love or a call for love. Now, I don't want to see what you're doing as a call for love, because I want to be mad at you. and I want to attack you. That's why I don't want to see what you do as a call for love when you do something that I don't like. It's because I want to attack it. When you do that, then you're always engaging in battles with everyone you see, justifying your anger. And so you got to keep something in your mind to stay upset with them about in order to stay angry at them. So the minute you want to be angry at somebody, you have to keep thinking about things that upset you automatically. You can't have one without the other. If you want to be mad at me, it's something you got to think. So if you want to be mad at me, you got to think something that's making you feel crappy. Okay, that's what the book is saying. Why don't I want to see what you just did as a call for love? Because I want to attack. I want to be angry. I want to be mad. Everybody follow this. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try not to be spiritual for an hour. Spiritual people lie to themselves a lot. The first thing they do is pretend that they're more spiritual than they are.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you know it's true. Boy, trying to be spiritual all the time is such a drag, man. It's too much. It's like too much work. It's just too much work. You know. But trying to be spiritual all the time is something like me trying to be black all the time. It don't make no sense because I am. I don't have to put forth no effort to become what I already am. You already are love. You already are spirit. You already are powerful. You already are beautiful. Okay? Now, why don't you want to see that in me? Well, he's saying because you have some imagined need to attack. He says, and that's what keeps us from seeing things as love or call for love. Now, the only problem with that, the Course says, is that when you do that, you're withholding the love from yourself. You're withholding the love from yourself. You're withholding the love. It's like, I'm going to withhold myself from love with you because you didn't call me before you came home. So I'm going to withhold love from myself. Just to show you how upset I am about you not calling me, I'm going to withhold love from myself just to show you how upset I am about you. And if I got five people, I'm withholding love from myself with you. I'm withholding love from myself with you. I'm withholding love from myself with you. And I'm withholding love from myself with you. And I'm withholding love from myself through you, and if there's a whole race of people that I don't like, then I'm withholding love from myself through a whole race of people. So every time I'm getting angry at somebody, I'm really just withholding peace from myself because I'm the one that's mad. So I'm going to withhold peace from myself about what you did last night. I'm going to withhold peace from myself about what you said last night.
I'll use my life to withhold peace from myself.
I'll use my whole life to withhold peace from myself because I don't even have peace with my life. Okay. So if your life is not peaceful and your life is not loving and your life is not joyful, your life is a call for help. Your life is a call for love and your life is a call for God. You got a sad, miserable, unfulfilling, boring life. There's nothing to feel guilty about. It's a call for love. It's a call for help. It's a call for God. Okay. If I don't want to see it that way, I am withholding from myself people who would see my upset as a call for love. You see, when I'm hurting and I feel alone and I feel sick and I feel afraid, I really would like you all to see that as a call for help coming from Earl instead of judging him and attacking him. You see that girl hurt? You see that sweet girl? Instead of doing that, why don't you go, Earl had a call for love.
call for love. He had a call for God yesterday. Because what you do is, you therefore create a consciousness that when you are afraid and sad and acting crazy like we all do sometimes, you will attract people to you who will see what you are going through as a call for love and a call for help and want you to be helped. You attract helpful people through seeing everyone else's call for help as a call for help and not as something to be mad about all the time. So I'm not saying be in denial about your feelings. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to never try to hide the way you feel from yourself in the name of being positive. For the thought of, if I don't say something positive all the time, and if I don't think something positive all the time, then I'm going to create something bad. So even if I want to kill everybody, I'm going to say I feel good. And you can tell when you're doing it, because when you're doing it, you have a syndrome called, I am the really nice person that crappy things happen to. The really nice people that crappy things happen to are the really nice people who are bad as hell, who are pretending they're not, who are repressing their feelings and not being honest with themselves about their anger. Those are the nice people always broke. The nice people always sick. The nice people always alone. The nice people always sad. The nice people don't know how to smile. The nice people are bad! But they're hiding it on their face of innocence, about to explode. So they draw people to them that reflect their own subconscious anger to them, and they seem like they're surrounded by people who upset them or who are upset with them. But they're nice. The Lord told me that he'd only allow about 35 or 40 people to ever hear me at a time. Okay. So, it's surely good advice to tell you not to judge what you don't understand. If you don't understand me, then don't judge me. If you don't understand me, then don't judge me. Don't judge what you don't understand. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. No one with a personal investment will ever be a reliable witness. If they got a personal investment, they can't afford to be completely honest. Because they got a personal investment. So if you want to get some good advice, ask somebody that doesn't have a personal investment in the answer. That's why people on the airplane are so good. But if I want you around me all the time, and I love you, and I want you in my face all the time, and you're getting ready to get a job out of town, that's the biggest opportunity you've ever had, don't come to me to ask my advice about should you stay or should you go. I have a personal investment. The truth to a person with a personal investment is going to be whatever that person wants it to be. If I got a personal investment, the truth is going to be what I want it to be, which is I want you to stay. So the truth is going to be, no, girl, I think you need to stay here. The truth is going to be what I want it to be because I got a personal investment. So, if you are unwilling to receive an appeal for help as an appeal for help, it's because you're unwilling to give help and unwilling to receive help. To fail to recognize a call for help is to refuse help. Would you maintain that you don't need help? Would you maintain that you don't need help? Well, that's what you're maintaining. When you refuse to see somebody else's call for help, you're saying, I don't need help, 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 I don't need any help, I don't need any help, I don't want any help, I don't need any help, I don't want any help, I don't need any help. That's when you're acting upset and you are afraid and you're acting crazy and you're doing something insane and you're upsetting me, but I refuse to see it as a call for help. To the universe, I'm saying, I refuse help. I don't need help. I don't want help. I refuse help. I don't need help. I used to wonder stuff like, why don't I get more help? Why can't I have another spiritual path? Like, how can I have more love? Why can I have relationships that really are beautiful and safe? And then this book came into my life. I said, I'll tell you why.
It's because you're insane.
I said, what?
You found that person insulted.
I felt so insulted. The Course in Miracles says, you're totally insane. So therefore, I'm going to tell you how sanity works. Okay? And so then the Course told me, well, you got to see what everybody's doing as a call for love, because when you recognize somebody else's call for help, then that's you asking for help, and then the universe can help you. If you refuse to see somebody's call for help, that's a call for help, because you still got to need to see it your way more than see it the way that I'm telling you to see it. Then that's the same as you refusing help, and so therefore it'll look like you don't have none. So if you're walking around feeling like you don't have no support, it's because you're not seeing everybody else's call for support. Okay? And then I just said something like, well, I do see it because I do believe that, you know, it's about everybody supporting. You should support people. I believe you. I'm a loving person. And I'm not. Okay? And then the Spirit says, okay, well, this is a surefire test. Do you see it? Do you see support? No. Then you're not seeing support as what everybody else is asking for. So at some point I had to go, either God's right and I'm wrong, or God's wrong and I'm right. So if love is right, then love says I need to start seeing what everybody does as a call for love, so that my call for love can be answered. And the only reason why I don't want to see it that way is because I still have an imagined need to attack. That's why a person who wants to hold grievances doesn't last long in a Course in Miracles class. No. It's a class that only works for people who know they got one, but they want to let it go. Not for somebody who has one and wants to feel justified in keeping it, and so therefore argue with everything that's being said that it helped them forgive.
This is a painful place for him.
This is a painful place for a person that wants to feel guilty, because there's never going to be a time you're going to ever hear come out of my mouth that you're guilty and that you're sinful. And that you're going to be punished. But that you're going to be condemned. If you need somebody to tell you that, this is a wrong class. There's nothing condemning you but you. And since nothing is supporting your condemnation of yourself, it will become such a burden that one day you just drop it. You get tired of carrying it around by yourself. It's been myself for 30 years. I've been remembering everything I've done wrong and everything that's been done wrong with me. Nobody's helping me. One day you just drop it. So you're going to drop all the negative feelings you have about yourself whether you study another book or come to another class. What we're trying to do is speed things up. Like saying, why not today? Why not just drop it today? Let's drop our guilt today. Let's just drop it today. Let's just drop it today. Let's just drop it. Well, that means I have to be willing to drop your guilt in order to drop my guilt. And I'm willing to stay guilty if it means I can keep seeing you as guilty. That's why that thought doesn't thrill people. Because there's somebody we don't want to let off the hook.
What about Hitler?
For Bush.
Thank you.
They got a word for
Bush. Okay, now, who is Bush?
Me.
Who is Bush?
Me.
I want to introduce you to George Bush.
Hi, George.
I'm George. That's George. That's George. That's George. That everybody in here is George Bush.
They created him, didn't
we? We are him.
I'm Obama.
We are him. We are Obama. We are Obama. We are all that is. We are one. And I need to see him as a great big call for love. Right? And Obama is a call for love. All of them calls for love. All of them are calls for love. Anything that convinces us that our peace comes from anything and anyone outside of ourselves is misleading us.
Uh-oh.
Anytime you think your peace is going to come from something other than you, you're misleading yourself. It'll never come through a Bush. It'll never come through an Obama. It won't come through me. It won't come through anybody but you. What you're hearing right now is coming to you from you through me. I'm just telling you what you want to be told, no matter what comes out of my mouth. If you want to know what you really think about yourself, it'll be what you're hearing in others.
Well, I like that.
Some of you, that's good news. Some of you, that was totally depressed. Depends on what kind of relationship you have. Whether you got relationships reminding you that you're beautiful or loved, or whether you got relationships that are reminding you that there's a big call for love in the house. See, that's how you get out of it. You go, instead of trying to figure out all the things that people are doing that upset you that you wish were different, if you would take all that energy and put it into, I see it as a call for help, I see it as a call for healing, then you transmute that energy faster and transform that whole situation.
That's true.
And also what I'm asking you to do, everybody in this room can do it today. I ask you to see it that way. I didn't ask you to believe it was that way. I didn't ask you to feel like it was that way. I didn't ask you to like it. I didn't ask you to believe it. I just said you could see it that way. I didn't say you had to go do nothing. I said, the course said you just have to see it as a call for help. Recognize it's a call for help. Because the Course in Miracles' solution to our problem is to get us out of being involved in the solution as much as it can, so it can happen fast. The Course says that the quickest way for you to be healed is for you to have nothing to do with it. That's the quickest way. That when we jump in, we just slow the whole process down because of our judgments on ourselves. So we slow it up. I like that. That's something that loves me so much that it's trying to make a foolproof plan for me by accepting me the way I am now. God loves me so much that God created a plan for my healing that didn't involve me doing anything but being myself. And I could be reached and helped from where I am today. And all I have to do is every time you all do anything that looks like it's not peaceful, or I don't feel peace about, or I get upset about it, to go, you just a call for love. I see you just a call for love. You just a call for love. You just a call for God. You just a call for love. You a call for love. You a call for love. And then the more upset I get, the faster I should say it. You a call for love. 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 I'm leaving right now. You a call for love. And then what happens when both of y'all call for love? Y'all just both two calls for love together. That's what's called an argument. And then first you can see, we'll go, that's two calls for love. And if we receive what we ask for and we make everything that we experience a request for what we want, then everything we see will start to draw to us everything we want. If you see what everybody does as a call for love, then that means all day long you'll be called in love, and all day long through everything you see, you will start to attract a blessing just because of the way you look at it. Wow. And you can do that today. You can do that right now. Because the truth will never require that you do anything that you can't do right now. And that's how I separate the truth from illusion. Everything that's going to take Earl next week, tomorrow, 6 months from now, 6 years from now is Earl's illusions. I got some really cool ones. 10 years from now, I could be on that tour around the world. I teach it. Wow. But the truth is, I can see whatever you all do is a call for love right now. See, but if it's true, you can always do it now. I can teach you right now. I can give you peace now. I can listen to you now. I can have compassion for you now. I can communicate with you now. I can support you now. I can be the same person for you to be around now. Because everything that's real is always something you can do now. And everything that's unreal is something that you're going to do in the future. So if I'm never going to attract love from everybody, I got to attract it from them now, because that's what everybody's looking. Is that a reasonable assumption? If I want to receive love from a person, then it has to be a person that's here now. So I don't need a future lover. I won't get no satisfaction from a future woman. And the past one's just frustrating. Right? Because you always think of the past in terms of either something that was so cool that you don't have no more, or
something that you use to convince yourself you can't have it again.
That's why people use their past. See, they, oh my God, high school, that was my best year. After high school, it was downhill. See, and the court says, I show you how to do that. When you go through your past, just remember to remember the loving thoughts and times. So, I want to remember every loving thing that ever happened to me in my past. I want to appreciate every loving thing that ever happened to me in my past. Because if it's love, then it exists now just as well as it did then. The only difference is you're not going through that form of a thing that allowed you to receive that love. You might have got that love through your boyfriend that you were with in the 12th grade. The love you received was real. The boyfriend was an illusion. Why? Because he left. He was just a form that the love came in. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just a form that love comes in, and we make a mistake of thinking they're the ones that source of the love, and they're the container.
Amen.
And then we fall in love with the container, and then we're still licking on the container long after them. You gotta let go of, stop licking them empty containers.
Amen.
So you go, well, how do I get it back? How do I get the love 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 back?
By starting to see everybody's actions today as a call for help and a call for love.
And what's so cool about this place is you will get so many opportunities to practice. As a matter of fact, we usually assign people specifically for that purpose, call our mates.
In our families.
Huh? Those are the people that were assigned to you to give you an opportunity to learn how to see calls for love.
Yeah.
And the more that upsets you, the more that upsets you, the more dedicated that person is to your salvation.
Amen.
The person who upsets you the most is the one who's most dedicated to your awakening.
I look like you've been so dedicated.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, everybody. Everybody you've ever had a special relationship with has been a worthy opponent. Because they gave you an opportunity to practice everything that you say you know. And they gave you an opportunity to see how much you could or couldn't.
Oh, God.
So you got that. So it's good to have those reality checks every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Every time I think I'm just really, really got it together, and I got this with a couple of people, they immediately bring me back to reality. I can count on them. I can just count on them. It's like, Earl, let's see. Let's see if you really learn how to see there's a call for love. Call them! So then I get my lesson on speed dial. It's not but about five people that you're using to keep yourself from bliss.
That's true.
It's not but about five. Picture anybody in here, you don't have more than five people that's really keeping you from bliss. You just one or two.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
You just one or two. So you should be proud of yourself and feel really good about yourself that out of 3 or 4 billion people, you're down to 5. That's a heck of an achievement. Out of a planet full of people, you only hate 6? You ought to be so proud of yourself, you should be bragging. I just hate 6 people.
How many do you hate? I'm down to 5.
You got to be proud of that. But people go, there's 5 people that I haven't recognized as a call for love yet. There are 5 people that I just have to see as a call for love to attract love and to attract abundance and to attract health. All I need to do is this. 5 people. And I don't have to even believe it. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to feel like they're called for love. I don't have to feel compassion. I just need to tell the truth about what it is. And it's a call for God. It's a call for help. It's a call for healing. I just need to recognize what it is. It's not asking me to feel a certain way. It's telling me I should see it for what it really is. Like, you might not like a skunk in the way a skunk smells, but you don't call it a dog. You just call it what it is. So the Course is saying, why don't y'all just call everything what it is? It's a call for help. It's a call for love. It's a call for healing. And when you're doing something ugly and you're not acting loving and you're judging and you're criticizing and you're afraid and you feel lack, that is your call for love. That is your call for love. That is your call for help. That is your call for God. That's your call for help. That's you saying, help me, 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 help me. And you want somebody to recognize your call. No matter how well it's hidden. Don't you? I sure do. I sure do. I want, when I have a call for Lord, I want it to be recognized.
Yeah, somebody does, man. That's a miracle.
It really is. You know, you all afraid, so you acting crazy, and then they're seeing you as being in distress and wanting love instead of seeing you as somebody they need to attack. That's the most beautiful experience of love you can ever experience in your life, and I've been blessed enough to have experienced that.
Me too.
Where I was as crazy as hell. And they didn't get a grief report. I'm mad. You heard him, did you? I can't believe he said that to me. Like, what are you afraid about? What are you afraid about? I'm here. You're safe. It's okay. I love you. It's all right. You're not going to lose. But you hear me? Blah, 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 blah. I know. Okay. I love you. I love you. I hear you. Go ahead. Talk to me. Get it out. Sometimes you might do that while you're running, but you still gonna see it. But you still gonna see it correctly. All right. All right. Now we got some live music today that I want to get to also from Lynn Breckenridge, which is, she has a new CD coming out, and she has songs that are based on the teachings of the Course. And so she's gonna sing a song, and I'm gonna do a quick review, and she's gonna do another song. And we're just going to be told some more good stuff about ourselves.
Did he bring his guitar? I just want to hear one song.
What song did he want to hear?
So what we're going to do, let's do the love offering so that'll be done. And then we can just take it all the way on home. You don't have to believe, you don't have to feel like it's a call to help. You don't have to feel like it's a call to help. You don't have to like the person. You don't have to like what they're doing. So if you're walking out here today and you feel that what I've said is something that's hard to do, it means you didn't hear me correctly. Because if you heard me correctly, you know it would go something like this. This is the way I feel in the moment. This is a call for help. It has nothing to do with pretending like you don't feel what you feel. So, if you go, I'm mad, that's my call for love, they're upsetting me, they're acting insane, I don't like it, that's their call for love, I feel sad, that's my call for love. You see what I mean? It's not about faking feelings of love and kindness. It's about telling the truth about how you feel and interpreting it correctly. So thank you for sharing with me my full-time ministry with the Course. I appreciate those of you who share money with me. It's very helpful to my survival at the level of the world. Just like it is for you. God is taking care of us, but God takes care of us through those who love us and appreciate us, and those who we don't even know that love us and appreciate us. So, Lenny.
So when we forgive, when we recognize our call for love, we're seeing our color clear, aren't we? And that's what we're going to sing off of the first album, Gifts, which is available today for only $10, the CD. And it's feel good songs for a tired world, and we are going to sing Along My Way off of the second CD, which John Christmas has produced both albums, and will be available hopefully, you know, before summertime. We're not certain exactly when, but we're working on it. He's working on it. A little more volume there, huh?
Okay, we shall do it like this. And then we'll come to the house. Come on. Check this out.
All right.
She writes all the music. That's beautiful. Y'all really get the CD. It's incredible. And y'all heard me play a lot of selections from John Christmas' CD here, the Guidelines from the Course and other things. And they all got those CDs here, so it would be a great opportunity to pick them up.
Great gifts for Christmas.
From Christmas.
Oh, boy. The next class is Wednesday, 12 noon, and then Thursday at 7 o'clock. It's really good advice to tell you not to judge what you don't understand. Nobody with a personal investment is a reliable witness. Don't maintain that you don't need help. Because the Course says, when you deny somebody your help, and by this we're saying your perception of them as having a call for love, it says at that point you won't recognize God's answer to you. So I'm being helped, but I don't recognize it. And the reason why I don't recognize it is because I'm not recognizing your calls for help. So when I don't recognize your calls for help, then God's answer is there, but I don't recognize it. For instance, I just gave you love's answer. You may not have recognized it. So even though you got the answer that you came here to get, it wasn't the answer you expected. And so therefore you're not recognizing God's answer to you. That's deep. That's deep. I got the answer, but it wasn't what I expected or what I understand, so therefore I think I didn't get an answer. But what happened was, I got the answer, I just don't want to do it.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
Right. Okay. So if I know what I ought to do, but I don't do it, that's just me refusing to have myself be helped. So the root of the problem isn't about the other person at all. It's about, why don't you love yourself enough to allow yourself to be helped? Now I recognize there's a part of me that doesn't love me the way that it should. That's my call for love. Something that really loves me is seeing my lack of love for myself as my call for love, and it is going to answer me and give me the love that I don't think I deserve, thereby proving to me that I deserve it.
Yes.
Which is the easiest way to come to recognize it, by the way, is to receive what you think you don't have. So a person that loves you is not going to try to talk you into the realization of how loved you are. A person that loves you is going to show you how loved you are. And they're not going to be telling you all the things that you need to do before they get it to you. I don't know how to love people like that. My love has plenty of conditions. And in return, you get lots of great dysfunctional love. That's right. I'm going to give you the best dysfunctional love in town.
Oh, yeah.
So I need somebody that will see my call for help as a call for love and answer me, just like I need to learn how to see the person that I'm with and my friends and the people in my life and see what they do as a call for love. So therefore, my call for love can be answered. So really, everybody in my life is just giving me another opportunity to receive lots of answers and blessings and love.
Cool. Yay.
Yeah.
Woo! Cool. So, only appreciation, I love this, of course, the Holy Spirit doesn't need your help. Because the Holy Spirit does not need your help in interpreting motivation. It's not like God's going, Earl, where do you think they're coming from? It's not like the Creator going, I really need you all's help to judge everybody for me and tell me what their motivation is. I really need that really, really bad. I'm
need your pizza.
This is just my first universe. Okay. He says, but you do need the Holy Spirit's help in interpreting. God doesn't need my help in interpreting, but I still need the infinite Creator's help in interpreting motivation. So then the Course says, well, let me tell you, here it goes. Here's the answer. The answer is, only appreciation is an appropriate response. Only appreciation is an appropriate response to your brother. Only appreciation is an appropriate response. The only appropriate response for any of you is appreciation. The only response that will come from me to you that's appropriate is appreciation. If you see me giving anything other than appreciation, it's an inappropriate response to you, because that's the only thing you deserve is appreciation. So any other response other than appreciation to you is an inappropriate response. If a person does anything but appreciate you, it's an inappropriate response. Why? should I appreciate you? Well, I should be grateful to you for your loving thoughts, and I should also be grateful to you for your appeals for love and help. I'm grateful that you're giving me this call for love, and I'm grateful that you're giving me love. You upset with me? Thanks for this call for love. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for this call for love. I'm just so glad you gave me this call for love. He says, because by you acting the way you're acting, he says, it's capable of bringing love into my awareness if I see it truly. I'm thankful to you because however you're acting, I can use it to bring the truth and love into my awareness. I don't care how you're acting, I can use it to remind me of the truth. I don't care how you're acting, I can use it to remind me of the truth. I don't care how you're acting. I can use it to bring to my awareness love. That's why I should be grateful to you no matter how you're acting, because no matter how you're acting, I could use it to remember the truth that will save me. You could actually be triggering me to remember the truth that will save me by the way you're acting. And that's why I'm grateful for you all. That no matter how you respond to me, I always use it to remind me of what the Course is teaching. It's like if you respond with enthusiasm and joy and love, that's exactly what the Course is doing. If it seems like you're more stunned and more laid back or whatever, that's still a reminder of what the Course is teaching me and what love is teaching me. So I'm grateful to you because you're always bringing the truth that I want to remember to my awareness. And whatever's in my awareness is what I'm going to experience in the physical world. So every day you're making me remember the love and the truth that will set me free. So I'm grateful to you no matter what mood you're in. That's why I should be grateful to you. And just look at the pressure it takes off of you.
Yeah.
I see you as helping me no matter what you do. I don't have to like it, but most of the time I do. Because the more I see it that way, the more loving people are to me. And somebody just flew me up to Seattle for Thanksgiving. Paid for the room. Took me to Thanksgiving dinner at the top of the Space Needle. Had me on monorails. Had me on ferries. Had me everywhere I could think of. New, just beautiful stuff. That's because they just wanted to spend Thanksgiving with me. It's hard for somebody to treat you like that and you not to begin to believe you must have value, even if you have to realize it from within. It don't hurt to get a little help from the outside. You see what I'm saying? It's like, wow, maybe, no matter what I think about myself sometimes when I'm afraid about who I might be, wow, that was a great indication that someone was seeing my value. So you say, thank you, thank you, I love you, I appreciate you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I take you out? Thank you, thank you. What can I do? Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I do. Thank you, thank you. It's like, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you don't have to be thankful for me to be thankful for you. See, that's what I like about the truth. It doesn't require anybody else's cooperation. So I can move fast. If I need everybody to appreciate me the way I appreciate them, look how slow I would move. It's like I slow myself down if I go, I'm not going to give it to you until you give it to me, but when I'm giving it to you, I'm giving it to me. So as soon as I give it to you, I receive the benefits immediately. It changes my consciousness, and my consciousness attracts something cool. So I'm thankful for you no matter how you react. And then if I can witness back to you how cool you are by telling you how cool you are and then being peaceful in front of you, regardless of what you think about yourself, I'm witnessing back to you. You must be cool because you can look at my face and tell it. So who's going to be your number one witness? Your special relationship partner. That's your number one witness. So your special relationship partner is either witnessing back to you your value or they're witnessing back to you that you're not. So what kind of witness do you want on the witness stand? Witnessing for you.
Yeah.
You want somebody that's looking at you with eyes of appreciation and gratitude. They're like going, wow, you went off last night. I'm so grateful for that because it was capable of bringing to my awareness. No. Well, you're going to freak out when that happens to you.
Yes.
You're going to be acting as crazy as you ever acted. People wouldn't speak to you for 2 or 3 weeks because of how upset with the way you act and there'd be people around you going, what's up? Can I love you? You want some love? Go, that's what we do. Give you some love. Now, come on now. Because what you're telling yourself not true. Let's go out. Now, I'm mad because when you were afraid, you said something to me that hurt my feelings. You can't get upset about something that's not true as far as the way you see it. You can only revolt against concepts you believe in. So if you get mad at a person about what they're saying to you, you believe it too.
That's
So they just, you should be thankful again. They're showing you what you believe about yourself, but don't even know it by how upset you're getting about hearing it.
That's good.
Earl, you're a fool.
No, I'm not a fool. Forget about it, fool. Will you act the one right now?
You see what I'm saying? If I didn't believe I was a fool, why would I be reacting like that? The people who say they don't believe in hell and sin, and they get mad as soon as they hear somebody say hell or sin, they believe in it. A person who doesn't believe there's any such thing as hell or sin could care less about how many people preach it in the church. It doesn't make it any more true because more people believe it. Quantity don't make truth. I don't care how many of y'all call me white. I ain't gonna turn white. You know what I'm saying? So if you know your truth and it's your truth in your heart and you know it's the truth that's right for you, you live your truth regardless of whether anybody around you agree with you or not. It's not less true because everybody around you is not saying that it's right. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. It never leads you astray. Your real heart. Lean it.
Yes.
Come lean it on me.
Well, I get that.
So if you're feeling down, and you're feeling trouble, and you're feeling sad, and you're feeling unloved, come on by my class. So I can tell you that it's not true about you. Don't stay away when you feel miserable. You don't have to go through anything alone. I just rarely make house calls.
Well, come on and make one, baby.
All right. All right. So going into 2008, are you all willing to make more of a stand for your value with me? That we're going to support that idea in each other, that we want to let go of any sense of not being valuable in ourselves? Huh?
Yeah!
Okay. All right. All right. Because all it takes is two of us sharing one idea equally for us to come to God.
See what number he is.
One other person that goes, I agree. Come on, let's do it. And we can go there.
The other music's
playing. Yeah, I can hear that.
Thank you.
So we're getting ready to go out into the lab. And I want you to think about us all week. Just think about us. You're not alone. So before we go out, if there's one thing in your life that you really have seen as an unforgivable sin on your part, something that you feel really guilty about, or you make yourself feel bad because you feel like you didn't treat someone the way you should have, or is it something you just won't forgive yourself for, something that you did? I'd like you to just take a minute to just picture your own face. And I'd like for you to see that you that feels that sadness and that guilt and that pain, wishing that it hadn't said or done whatever that thing was. And say to that self, I recognize your call for love. It was just a call for love. It was a call for help. I was afraid. It was a call for help. It was a call for help. I was afraid. I was temporarily insane. It was a call for love. It was a call for help. Recognize that as a call for help. That was a call for God, and forgive yourself is to recognize it as a call for love. See it as a call for love. That was your call for love. Have mercy on your soul. Have mercy on yourself. 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 That was your call for love. It was your call for God. It was your call for Him. Available after class for those who would like one from me. And may the course be with you. I'll see you.